Welcome to the Paid Podcast. Brian Tag Sontag here with Jenny Coe and Brian Kilpatrick. We got together to reminisce about some Christmas and New Year's special moments. We laughed, we cried, and I even got verklempt, but had lots of fun. Enjoy.
It's all ready for Christmas?
Pretty much got all my Christmas shopping done today.
Good.
Yeah.
How about you, Ted?
I'm always ready.
You're always ready? Well, okay.
I'm always ready. Because long time ago, I know it's, you know, it may sound strange to some people, but years ago, our family we just kind of agreed, don't need gifts. Just call, talk to each other or visit each other, and, you know, exchanging gifts is not a big thing, you know, for Christmas.
Well, for the most part, I mean, it's for the kids for the most part.
Yeah, it is. And that's what, you know, when we got older, we just kind of said, what are we doing this for? Just buy something for your family, you know, and just,
Yeah, family gifts are nice when you have a lot of people in your
family. Yeah, you know? Just buy something for your immediate family, you know, for your kids especially. I mean, that's where all the fun is, you know. You just, you know, have fun with your kids, and their eyes get so big and wide, and they're just, oh, it's Christmas, you know, and you're over.
Yeah, I sent out some small packages to my friends with kids and, you know, family members and stuff. And I got my sister's kids gift cards because, you know, it's as they're teenagers now.
Oh,
I don't even want to try. You know, I was like, we'll just give them the gift card for places I know that they like and that they can get what they want.
Yeah, that's the way it's got to be. I mean, I did the exact same thing. I mean.
Well, you know, like I asked my niece, I said, where do you want your gift card from this year? Because I've been doing this for a couple years now. And she says, oh, you can just get me a $20 gift certificate for Victoria's Secret, and that'll be great. And my sister goes, you're not allowed to tell her how much. Which, you know, obviously I was spending more than that. But, but yeah, it was just, you know, she just didn't even think about it. You know, she was just trying to give, you know, lowball a figure at me, you know, just trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
So, you know, my sister,
that's funny.
Was like, you're not allowed to tell her how much.
Oh, yeah. Make that $50 certificate out too.
Yeah. So I got her Vicky Secret card so she can get her whatever it is she wants to get there.
All right.
she's almost 17. You know, she's not a baby anymore. So
17, doing the Victoria's Secrets already. Oh my God.
You know what? Oh. It's big for teenagers, for a lot of teenage girls. You know, that's kind of the place to get your stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Times they be a changing.
Yeah. Said I wouldn't get my ass floss there, but whatever.
I mean, Tag.
Where would you get your ass lost, by the way?
The big girl store. I'm a big girl.
Oh, jeez. Go ahead. BK, what was that?
I mean, number one, Tag, they didn't have Victoria's Secret back in the 30s when you were in high school. And, you know, and times have changed, trust me. 17, yeah. They are, you know.
I hear they have actually air conditioning in cars now. and power windows. It's amazing.
So, like, the girl's almost 17.
So what was, Jen, what was a memorable Christmas memory of yours, if you have one?
Oh, I have lots.
Well, throw us one.
Talking with my mom about this not long ago, one of my favorite memories, and I could have only been in kindergarten, maybe first grade.
Mm-hmm.
It was a year when we didn't have a lot of money, and I had come home from school with this recipe and this little song, and I don't remember it, for salt dough. And we made salt dough Christmas ornaments that year.
Oh yeah.
And it was a huge thing for us, you know, to do this and have, you know, have this activity, you know, and we made all our own ornaments and painted them and all that stuff, you know, baked them in the oven. And yeah. I said, you know, I remember doing that, and I was awfully young. I said I'm 5, maybe 6 years old.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I said that's one of my fondest memories was doing things like that when we didn't have a ton of money, but mm-hmm. we had so much fun. It was so festive. Yeah. You know, it was that festive spirit. It wasn't about the stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And we got a few presents, but we didn't get a mountain of toys or anything. We never did.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was little things like that. You know, one year we did the salt dough. Another year we did styrofoam balls in sequins.
Uh huh.
You know,
and
things like that. So those doing those kind of homemade Christmas things is some of my favorite memories.
Yeah, I remember stringing popcorn together. You ever
oh,
done
yeah,
that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't do popcorn stringing. That was not that I can recall.
Yeah. We did that. We did that.
Yeah.
The old popcorn, you know, it's, and you think back, you go, popcorn on a string on a tree.
Yeah, before you had Christmas lights, that's what you did. Yeah, that was your garland.
Yeah, the heck with, you know, tinsel and garland. Popcorn. And you can eat it afterwards.
You wouldn't want to, though. All chewy and stale and shit.
A little stale.
Oh, let me eat some 3-week-old popcorn. Yum.
Happy holidays, warm. Oh, geez.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, geez, I remember this.
Yeah, I remember. I think my parents set this up this way. I know they did because, and I thought it was really cool what they would do. Was you know we had our living room and we all three of us would sleep in my sister's room, so that nobody snuck out and tried to you know look at presents early or anything. And
dude, they were locking you guys in.
Yeah, basically.
One room, one key, we're done.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what it was. And it was also her room was next to our parents' room. And of course, we were up at the crack of dawn, like 6 o'clock, you know, and, you know, going in trying to wake them up. And I remember some times where you could tell that my dad was up late, you know.
Put the bikes together and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, oh, God. But what he would do is my dad would go out, and I think he would shut the blinds down, like, you know, make sure no light was coming in, not much light was coming in, and just turn on the lights of the Christmas tree. And there's always basically, we'd have one present, you know, that was unwrapped, usually. And I just remember always coming out, and the only real light was from the tree, and you know, just the and stuff, you know, like the tinsel getting the light, and it just almost had a magical aura about the tree, and you could sort of see. I mean, I remember my first bike, and I, you know, I'm like, and it's just like, whoa, and it, you know, it takes you a little bit to focus in because it's pretty dark in there, you know. I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, just, but, you know, everything just kind of lit up by the lights of the tree. And I wish I could just put the visual right into you guys. But I mean, it just, it seemed magical.
Yeah, it's that special Christmas magic.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, so, you know.
It's a spirit. Yeah. It's a spirit of Christmas. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. You know, it's always best when you're kids.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's because there's so much belief in, you know, you've got that belief in Santa for most kids, you know, and that's just, you know, a magic person that gets all over the world.
Yep.
That's pretty badass when you're 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's one badass son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. One of my most memorable Christmases. I must have been 5 or 6, somewhere around there. And my grandmother lived in a house in the country. We're talking, and this is in Ohio. And we're talking country. I mean, they butchered their chickens. They had their own eggs. They raised their own vegetables. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking.
It's a rural.
Yeah.
Rural thing.
Rural thing. We're talking country people. And we went there for one Christmas. Well, that's one of the many times we went there. But we had uncles there, cousins, grandmother, and she had a stove that was, I mean, she had a stove that used wood. I kid you not. She had a stove. They put wood underneath.
Wow.
And you know, she would fix, and she was a cook like you wouldn't believe. I mean, she could cook food that just, melt in your mouth. And you know, they just fixed up this great, you know, dinner, and everybody just having fun and joking and having a good times. And they had these big windows. You know, they had like, you know, on one side of the house, and they had the drapes open, and snow started falling.
Oh, wow.
And big old flakes, and we're sitting there eating food, and flakes are falling, and wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yep. It's something I never get in California, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was like out of a movie. It was like you're sitting there and it's like you got there and you get all this food and great things and
spending time with your family.
Yeah.
You okay, Tag?
He's getting choked up, man.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, they're good memories.
Yep. I got a funny one. My dad, I guess my mom just, she decided, she's like, you know, cause my grandmother was always come over. His mother would always come over on Christmas, for Christmas Day. And, my mom said that, she felt that he was, you know, that he kind of didn't get excited enough about gifts that she gave him, you know? And I could sort of see where she says that, you know, you'd kind of be like, oh, hey, yeah, nice, thanks, you know? And we're like, he's like, really? And we're all just sitting there, cause it's Christmas Day, and where she's, you know, she hasn't gotten over there yet. So she's coming, and it's just like, you know, it's like you need to get more excited. You need to really make her think it was a great gift. And so he starts like, like they're coaching him. It's like, he's like, okay, is this what I do? I'll go, yeah. And he gets up, you know, and he starts jumping up and down. And I thought he was just joking because they were coaching him on how excited to get. When he opened this gift and it was just a freaking shirt or something like that, you know, he's just like, oh, and he starts jumping up and down, ran around the couch twice, ran up and hugged her and kissed her on the cheek, and then jumped up and down again, picked it up. And he's like, this is awesome. He didn't say awesome. I can't remember what term, but, he's holding the shirt up and, you know, just going, ah. Went over and hugged her again and was like, oh, and he's whistling, doing the real, I can't do it, but, where you put your two fingers in your mouth, that really loud whistle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just went so far overboard. It was fucking hilarious. But you know what? I mean, it did work because my grandmother really just, you could see she bought it, you know, I mean. And she just was just like, wow, you know, he's really excited.
Cool.
But, dude, it was fucking funny, man.
Oh, fantastic.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, because he was kind of doing the same thing when we were coaching him, but I mean, I thought it was kind of a joke, you know? I mean, and he did it twofold when it actually happened.
Yeah, the overreaction can be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What was your most memorable present as a kid?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Oh, I must have been around 10 or so. Anyhow, this is back. I don't know if you remember the Stingray bikes with the banana.
Oh yeah.
Banana seat bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all the rage back in the day. I wanted one of those so freaking bad. And I kept hinting to my parents about that. And they said, oh, we can't afford that, dude. Well, they didn't say dude, but they said, we can't afford that, son. You know, we're talking 1930s, you know. And we can't afford that. We can't. And then I go, oh, you know, and so I'm sitting there kind of just, da, 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 da. And, you know, and then gets close to Christmas and stuff. I'm going, I guess I'm not going to get a bike this year and stuff. And, you know, then Christmas Eve comes and, you know, we get a few little gifts under the tree and, you know, open them up. And they're cool and stuff. And they go, Brian, come out to the garage.
Nice.
I said, why? Just come out. Just come out here.
Get your Christmas beaten. Come on.
I go out to the garage and lo and behold, there's my nice Stingray with the banana seat. They said, there you go. And I said, oh, God. I just freaked out.
Awesome. Uh-oh, he's welling up again.
Hey, that was an awesome present.
That was an awesome story. Huh.
Yeah, it's those things that just stay with you forever, you know, and that, you know, that memory of how important that was, you know, how amazing, you know, that they managed to pull that out for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to get choked up and to enjoy the memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So how about you, BK?
Well, I'm going to go a little bit different. One year, I was, you know, trying to think of what I could get for my mom. And I remember I was in bed and I was thinking about it. And all of a sudden, like, a poem started creating in my head. So I actually turned the lights back on and started writing. And there's no way I can get through the whole thing. But I ended up basically giving my mom a poem. And I mean, and she like, I mean, just like seriously cried. And it was like a true cry. I mean, but it was like, moms, what could we do without, what will we do without them? They wake us in the morning. They wake us in the morning. They tuck us in the night. They tell the bed bugs not to bite. Moms, what will we do without them? It's something, you know, that's the way it started right there. And but, you know, it went on.
We won't fault you for not remembering the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was probably 10 years old or something when I wrote it. And, but yeah, no, I mean, I believe she still has it today. It's, I'm sure she does, actually. I mean, she had it, you know, got it framed and everything. So, yeah, that was, that was probably the best gift I ever gave. I mean,
that's very sweet.
Aw, cool.
Yeah.
That is very sweet.
You're okay, BK.
You're not a total douche nozzle. How about that?
We like you more now.
So yeah. Now just throw it in the trash and say something obnoxious.
By far my, you know, the gift that was the best gift was that ended up, you know, my parents, you know, just probably hated it because it was my first electric guitar.
Oh.
Cool.
They had bought me an acoustic guitar without even me asking for it the year before.
Cool.
And I started taking lessons. But then, you know, I wanted to start, you know, and they were, you know, probably expecting, you know, some classical stuff out of me, something like that or whatever. But, you know, as I was taking lessons, the guy started showing me some, you know, some riffs of, you know, bands and stuff like that. And so, yeah, when I got my electric guitar, that was definitely because, you know, something that stuck with me the rest of my life.
Fantastic, yeah. Man. Yeah, sure. Sure would.
Cool.
Yeah. How about you, Jen?
One of my most memorable was also a bike. It was of no particular brand. It was the year I must have been 8 or 9. I had outgrown my original, you know, little kid bike.
That had training wheels on it and took off.
Yeah, I had outgrown that. You know, I didn't have a bike, and money was tight.
Yeah.
And so we went out doing flea markets and stuff like that in the summertime. You know, when those are, you know, up here in Pennsylvania, you don't have them in the winter. You have them in the summer.
Of course.
And we came across this kind of rusty old beat up bike, and my parents looked at it. You know, the guy wanted $15-$20 for the bike frame and everything. It needed a lot of work, and the only way I was getting a bike was if my dad did restoration. So, you know, they asked me about it. You know, would you be okay if it wasn't a brand new bike? You know, daddy will do the work on it, but, you know, it can't be a new bike. We just can't do that. And I, you know, that would be fine. And, you know, my dad spent his summer and most of his fall, you know, sanding down the rust, repainting, getting this thing, you know, new tires, new seat, the basket. I mean, he spent all his free time pretty much redoing this bicycle.
Awesome.
And come Christmas morning, I mean, it wasn't a surprise for me at that point. You know, at that point, I was kind of iffy on the Santa Claus thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But come Christmas morning, I didn't know he had gotten it finished in time because he was working a lot of, you know, a lot of hours, and I didn't think he was going to have it done in time.
Mm-hmm.
And come Christmas morning, there's my quote unquote brand new bike that looked better than anything you could find at that time.
Sweet.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
Done, sweet.
Yeah, he had done
custom,
all this,
yeah.
the spray paint, you know. I remember it was a cream color spray paint on it with a, you know, a basket with flowers on the front and, you know, new banana seat, but it wasn't like just a leather one. It like had fabric in the center of it. So it was like cushy on your hind end.
Nice.
And it had one of those lights on it, you know, the headlights.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you put the, you know, you put the little generator down, it made
right.
it like 10 times more difficult to pedal.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
It had
own little power station.
Yeah. And it had the world's biggest stuffed elephant sitting on it.
Oh,
I mean,
dude.
The thing was enormous. I've got pictures of it somewhere. I've got to find them and scan
it. Oh, that sounds awesome.
This friggin' elephant was enormous. It was as big as I was, and I was 8 years old.
Oh, geez.
That is
it's
just
like the
awesome.
Biggest friggin' elephant.
You gotta track that picture down.
I know my mom has it. I know my mom has the elephant picture.
Oh, I gotta see
sitting,
that. Yeah.
I mean, it was sitting on the bike, and it had, my mom had written out some kind of little poem and stuck it in his mouth, so it was like hanging down on him.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my dad's bike, and he's so proud of that thing. You know, it was so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and the thing was, is like you had a bike that like nobody else had. I mean, you know, it was one of kind.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, that was kind of one of the benefits to growing up with not a lot of money. My mother made a lot of our clothes, and my mom is an excellent seamstress.
Yeah.
You could not tell her stuff was ever handmade. You could not.
Wow.
Because I had more than once, you know, one of the little girls in my class would be like, where'd your mom get that dress? I want that dress. And it'd be like, you can't get this dress. My mommy made it.
It's a one of a kind.
It was a designer original.
That's right.
Nice.
Sweet.
But yeah, I have lots of little memories like that, you know, just little things that just, you know, other people would be like, oh, well, you didn't have a very good Christmas. I had the best friggin' Christmases ever.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the little things. It's just, you know, and it's just keep those memories in mind and, you know, it's the spirit, and you know, Christmas is mainly for kids, and people with kids should really just really have them enjoy it and make it memorable for them, because it's great memories. You know, it just it sticks with you. It stuck with me.
Oh yeah.
As you heard.
Yeah, I have a memory of a present my parents probably really regretted too.
Oh, what's that one?
When I was 3 years old, my sister had just been born. I got a record player that year, and I got my very first record, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
You waited over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
Who did that?
40 years later, Santa Claus is Coming to Town is still my favorite Christmas song.
Who was the artist on that one? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Santa Claus
coming to town. Ooh. That's been done so many times.
It could have been Mickey Mouse. Who the hell knows? I don't remember. I still know 40 years on, still my favorite Christmas song. So my mom told me I played it over and over and over and over and over the whole day long. It's just like, I've never been so glad to see one of my kids go to bed.
Oh, geez.
So that was the year my sister was only 1 month old at that point. Yeah, you know, she was a new baby.
Yeah.
Newbie.
You know,
yeah.
You know, my parents have me and my sister, and I have an older half brother that we didn't know about when I was a kid, but my father has three children.
So is our he does nothing below the waist? I mean,
no, our birthdays are October 24th, November 24th, and December 24th.
Wow.
You could not do that on purpose.
Well, that's crazy.
I wonder you got to go back. When does that mean they were having sex? What's 9 months from there?
For October, that's 10 months. So that's like January, February. So November would be February, March, you know, and then March, April for December. But now my half brother.
Okay, well, see, those are all cold months, so.
Yes, but I was conceived in California.
Ah.
That explains a lot. No.
Yes, it does. Hey, we moved out of California when I was 6 months old. Even back then, I was like, I'm crawling for the border. Screw this. These people are crazy.
nothing personal, BK.
Hey,
I'm
one of the crazies. I love it.
Said I was up close to L.A.
Oh, okay.
You know, so.
Well, yeah.
It tends to get a little concentrated up there.
Oh, yeah.
San Diego's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the cool people live in San Diego.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go.
Ooh.
We just skirted that one, Jen.
We used to go up to L.A. because my sister lived up in L.A. and my cousins lived up in L.A. My aunt lived up in L.A. So we'd go up there for New Year's Eve. And at that time, my first car was a 78 Scirocco 4-speed, which I really liked. It had front wheel drive and, you know, you could drop gears on it and, you know, get some nice punch out of it. So we're coming back home, and one thing about the 78 Scirocco, it only has one windshield wiper that goes all the way across, then all the way back.
That's right.
Well, it is freaking pouring rain so bad that it's like I can see the freeway, and then I can't see the freeway waiting for the, you know, I mean, that's how hard the rain's coming down.
Oh, dude.
And all of a sudden, in front of me, two cars clip and start spinning in opposite directions. I'm in like the third lane, and they start spinning. Both, one's heading out towards the fourth lane, and one's heading in, you know, towards the first lane. And most people would, you know, think, oh, I'm going to hit the brakes. I dropped it into third gear. The car that hit the, that went to the fourth lane bounced back in. So I cut in to the second lane. And by that time, the car that went in the first lane starts bouncing back. So once I cleared that one, I cut back the, you know, through the other way. I mean, so basically, and my grandfather just was so fucking proud of me. He's just like, that was freaking awesome. He's like, most people would hit the brakes. You knew what to do. You know, you knew to fucking punch it through there. And he's like, I'm never driving with anybody else but you to Christmas every year. And every year until he died, I was the one that drove him. He insisted. So anyway, that was a cool little thing. I mean, I earned a lot. I just earning, you know, extra respect out of that grandfather was cool in my book.
Oh, cool. Do you guys have any, do we want to go on to any New Year's stories or just keep it at Christmas?
Oh, sure. I got a New Year's story. I got a funny ass New Year's story.
Throw it at us.
Okay. You know, probably when you were about, you know, 40 or so, this game called Pong came out. It was like the first video game, you know.
You are such an ass. I said we were liking you more, and then you just ran right for it.
But you guys remember Pong, right? I mean, just kind of like it's
yes,
like,
I remember. You know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. So
I had the beta version. Son of a bitch.
Okay, so you know, I had to be pretty young, and my buddy Mark was over, and he was almost about 2 years older than me. You know, we had our thing where, you know, we ordered pizzas and had sodas and whatever, and we're playing Pong, which is just the latest rage, you know, I mean, you know, and, all of a sudden my parents come home and it's only like maybe 10:30, 11, which is really weird for a New Year's, you know, and, soon figure out kind of why, because mom's is freaking blasted. I mean,
oh,
she's
no.
Like, I want to play Pong. Let me play. And and we're like, no, we're playing. It's like, let me play. I got to play. You let me play. And then I see what my buddy Mark, he's like, he gives me a look. And he switches it from two players to one player, meaning the computer will be the other one.
Right.
And then, so we give her the dead controller.
I see where this is going.
And she's just like, oh my god! And she drops the controller at one point in time, and is still hitting the puck back. You know, I mean, and she's just like, oh my god, I'm winning. You know, I mean, and dude. And the funny thing is we didn't tell her about that for years. And when I finally did tell her about it, she got mad. Oh God, that was fucking hilarious. I mean, she's like dropping the controller and still, knocking the thing back, and she's like, "I can't believe it. Oh, I'm doing so good." Oh, I mean, she was just blasted. I mean, which
Oh,
is
that
odd,
is too funny.
I mean, that's obviously, that's why I never really discussed that, but I mean, obviously that's why my parents were home before midnight on New Year's, was my dad was just like, "Fuck this."
I gotta get the drunk lady home.
Yeah. Oh, that
Oh,
was so funny though.
jeez. Oh, my best New Year's story is when I went to New York
Ooh,
on
I'd love to. I gotta do that one year.
Yeah, it was 1999.
Oh, party like it's
Or
1990.
I partied like it was 1999. My sister lived in New Jersey, and I said, "Hey, you want to come up and see the ball drop?" I said, "Sure, that sounds cool." Went up there. Yeah, we took like the train, into New York, and she didn't even have a car. I mean, she just used
Oh
a
yeah, no, I
train.
don't.
Yeah, train and subways. I mean, she could get anywhere she wanted. She worked in
Exactly.
Manhattan, and so we take the train in and the subway, and I mean, the people on the subway. I never, I never ran into anybody that was rude or, I mean, everybody was nice. I mean, people said
Really? In
a lot
New
about New
York?
York, but yeah, I mean, everybody I ran into while in New York is just very nice and kind and answered questions, and I'm going, why are you guys so bad? But anyhow, we went down. We got down to Manhattan. Now she, like I said, she worked in Manhattan at she worked at the Waldorf Astoria,
Oh.
and I kind of wish she still worked there. But anyhow, yeah, because it was kind of cool. But anyhow, but she knew a lot of the other local. I can't. What was the? There's another big hotel. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's right there on Times Square. But anyhow, she knew that she knows the knew the manager, and she was able to get us in
Nice.
to. We were actually sitting in the lobby of this. It was like a, this fancy hotel down there on Times Square, and they had their own little marked off area just for the hotel guests to go out and see the ball drop. So we were sitting in there having coffee, and the cops that we had some cops in there talking to us, New York police, and they're very fun to talk to and just having a great old time. And say, "Oh, the ball's almost okay." So we get to walk out there. It's like 20 degrees, and they're freezing. But I mean, oh, the immense of the people. It was amazing. It's just like it felt like there were millions of people. I mean, it's just all you
Oh,
could.
yeah.
It was a sea of people,
Oh,
all
yeah.
over, and it's just, and everybody was. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anybody being negative or hurting anybody. They had,
Everybody was there in the spirit of fun.
Yeah,
and
everybody's happy drunk time.
the cops were on. They had cops
Horses.
on horses. Yeah,
Yeah.
going around, and they're just waving at you and talking, saying, "Okay, just be cool, just head out this way." I said, "See humanity." It was amazing, and the ball dropped, and just every. It was probably the most intense emotional moment of my life, because it's like that many people to be around, that many people, and it's just the energy was just like it's you can't explain it. You cannot explain
It had to be up there with when your balls dropped.
it. I think it was better than
Oh, jeez.
I think it was better than that. It was just an amazing time. I just and I'll never forget that moment. So. But that's my New Year. That's my best New Year's.
I just want to wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and everybody be safe and love
Kwanzaa.
One another. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy
holidays. Whatever it is you celebrate, celebrate it with your family and just, you know, be good to people.
Exactly. Be kind, be nice, and happy holidays from the PA Podcast. And y'all have fun out there, and we all wish you the best.
Thanks
and,
for listening to the PA Podcast.
Anything you want to say? Find us on the PAPodcast.com and on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks to Jenny Coe and Brian Kilpatrick. And of course, to all our loyal listeners, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the cookie jar. Be at peace.